Greetings to everybody. I hope you're all doing good today. Well, have you heard the news lately? It's all over the place. It's on YouTube, CNN, the Sun newspaper. It's all over the place. And that's the Islamic threat. Yeah. The Muslims, we're taking over if you read the news, you know. Have you guys been reading the news? We Muslims are actually taking over. I mean, it's amazing, you know. We have halal chicken in the West. You know that? We have halal chicken and meat in the West. We're definitely taking over, because now we serve halal chicken in some restaurants and halal beef. Yeah, it's the Islamic threat. You know, as Pat Condell said, we don't want halal. Halal. They don't want no halal. The poisoned Islamic Al-Qaeda food, which we give to you. Yeah, didn't you know that? Halal chicken is actually poisoned. Exactly. We're taking over, folks. We got halal chicken and halal beef in your streets. What are you gonna do about it? Yeah, we're taking over with halal chicken. Of course, no, people don't want halal chicken, which is the threat, the Islamic threat. No, we want corporate chicken, which is electrified and tortured and burnt alive in farms in Alabama, Mississippi, and Kentucky. And then they're sent to Kentucky Fried Chicken and whatever other fast food chains you eat from. Yeah, we got the Islamic threat with the halal chicken and halal beef. That's the threat. But we want the corporate chickens, which are electrified, and we want the beef and cattle, which we enjoy torturing and just messing about with. All of which you can find on YouTube, by the way. But no, it's the Islamic threat with the halal chicken and the halal beef. Raise the terror threat to red level. Yes, we've taken over with halal chicken. But that's not it. Have you heard the other news? Like recently, in Pat Condell's new video, he said that Muslims, I'm not sure what he exactly said, but something about Muslims now in swimming pool spas, something about that. It's Muslim day only. Only Muslims go to a swimming pool spa. No kafirs allowed. Yeah! We're taking over! We have our own swimming pool days, baby. The Islamic threat. Folks, wake up, Europe. Europe, start another crusade. I mean, haven't you seen the Islamic threat? We have our own swimming pool days. My God. We have our own freaking swimming pool days. I can't believe it. We're taking over. We serve halal chicken and halal beef. And now, we have our own swimming pool days. Amazing. Come on, Europe, wake up. Wake up to the threat. We have our own swimming pool days. You haven't done anything about it yet. Come on, wake up to the Islamic threat. But of course, we have our own swimming pool days, but there's even better. Have you heard the recent news? In New York City, in the subway, there's gonna be advertisements of Islam in the subway, in the trains. You know, there's always an advertisement when you're sitting in the train. There's gonna be adverts for Islam, such as, what is Islam? Who is Muhammad? And they're gonna give you a link to a website. Can you believe it? We Muslims now have posters in the subway of New York City. We're taking over, folks. We're taking over. In fact, I believe this is somewhere in America, I'm not sure. I think Chicago, if it's not, it's another city. Right beside the airport in Chicago, there's a big billboard, which has the name Muhammad and an Islamic website. So you see, we're taking over. We have halal chicken, halal beef. We got swimming pool Muslim day. We got advertisements in your subway. And we got a big billboard. Yippee-ki-yay! You see the Islamic threat, folks? Wake up! Oh yeah, even more proof that we Muslims are taking over. What about Six Flags? There's Six Flags Muslim Day, where only Muslims are allowed to go on the roller coasters and only halal food is served. Yeah! Can you believe that? But no, that's the Islamic threat. No. Although 1 million Iraqis have been killed thanks to America and the Zionists, no, it's the Muslims who are a threat because we have Swimming Pool Day and Six Flags Day and because we have big billboards. Yeah, we're the threat. But no, destroying Iraq, sending it back to the Dark Ages, just to steal its oil by the Western nations? No, that's not a threat. Of course not. The real threat is halal chicken and swimming pool day, as Mr. Pat Condell would say. Yes, no. Not destroying Afghanistan. No, that's not even a threat. No, that's okay. No. What are you crazy? We kill thousands of Afghanis. What are they worth? They're not worth anything. They're like just a bunch of chicken. Who cares? The real threat is Muslims having a free day at Six Flags. That's the threat. Jihad! Al-Qaeda has infiltrated Six Flags. Yes, the Islamic threat. 1 million dead Iraqis, thousands upon thousands of dead Afghanis, thanks to the West. But no. It's halal chicken that we should be worried about. Not to mention the fact that Gaza right now, the Gaza Strip, is starving thanks to an illegal blockade. It's starving. No, that's not a threat, making people starve to death and making them live in the biggest prison on this planet. No, that's not a threat. The real threat, I repeat, for the, I don't know how many is time, is swimming pool day for Muslims. Yeah, that's the real threat. No, the real threat isn't when you put a blockade, an illegal blockade, on a democratically elected government, starving its people and choking them. No, that's not a threat by the Zionists. No, of course not. The real threat is that Muslims have their own special day at the swimming pool spa. Yippee-ki-yay. That's the real threat, folks. The Islamic threat. Yes. Have you heard of the other Islamic threat? Yes. Those crazy Palestinians, they have rocks. Can you believe it? They have rocks. Can you believe it? Those crazy damn Iranian Muslims. They supposedly want to get nuclear bombs. Supposedly. The damn crazy mullahs. But no, that's the threat. But even though America has thousands of nuclear bombs and can destroy this world 50 times over in an hour, and have used atomic bombs, no, that's not a threat. The real threat is the Palestinians with the AK-47 and the rock against the F-16 and the whatever tanks. And the real threat is Iran, who's trying to build this mythological nuclear bomb that doesn't exist, you know? Have you heard the news? Iran are trying to build a bomb which doesn't even exist. Just like Iraq, you remember? The mythological weapons of mass destruction. They can launch a nuclear missile to the United States in less than 15 minutes. Yes, you know, the nuclear bomb is actually a lot of shawarmas and falafels. Yes, halal chicken, halal beef, that's the weapons of mass destruction, folks. Yes, I'm sorry, that's it. So yes, the Islamic threat. We have our own billboards. We have swimming pool day for the Muslims. We have Six Flags Day for the Muslims. We have halal chicken and halal beef. And we're trying to create a bomb that doesn't exist. Oh yeah, and we have several bombs that have never been found. Yeah, but you guys, you killed over 1 million people, thousands in Afghanistan, thousands in Palestine, have all the weapons in the world and have used them and have threatened to use them. But no, the Islamic threat is us. with the Swimming Pool Muslim Day. Beware of the Swimming Pool Muslim Day. Let's start a crusade right now against the Muslim Swimming Pool Day.